Yeah. Okay, last week we dealt with the, I would say, on principle question, can we end Asara B'Tevet, this week's fast day on Friday, if things don't change, can we end it early? And we went through the sugya in Meseches Eruvin, and just to reiterate on the top of the source sheet, the Gemara in Meseches Eruvin, Daf Mem Amud Bet through Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, comes to the conclusion after a machlokes, Hilchata Mitaneu Mashlim, the halacha is that one fasts and one completes the fast. And indeed, the Yerushalmi agrees with the Bavli on this, and it seems to be the very clear-cut halacha. However, when it comes to the Rishonim, we saw that there is a difference of opinion as to what the word mashlim, complete, means. We all know Hilchata Mitanim Umashlimin or Mitane Umashlim. Everyone knows that the halacha is one fasts and completes the fast. And the question is, what does those words mean? Just to reiterate on the top of the source sheet, from the radical point of view of the Tosfot, which is agreed upon by many Rishonim, especially in the Ashkenazic world, but not only, the Gemara means, im yirtze, yashlim, if he feels like it, if he wants to, he can fast into Shabbos. But since it's Friday, and we have a law, shelo yikanes l'shabbat k'shehu me'une, one should not enter Shabbat when one is fasting, therefore, he can break the fast early. In other words, when Tosfot and the Mordechai and many others read the Gemara, they saw a heter. The heter is not to break your fast, but rather to fast. In general, you're not allowed to fast on a Friday. The Gemara gives you a special heter to fast, but if you don't want to take the heter, quote-unquote, you don't have to fast. And indeed, the Mordechai brings the Maise, the actual account of the Re, that would bidafka because of this, seeing the Gemara as a heter, would bidafka on Friday of Asara B'Teves, eat before Shabbos, in order not to come into Shabbos fasting. On the other extreme, we found the point of view of the Rokeach on the left side of the short sheet. The Ravya agrees, the Meiri agrees, and that is, read the Gemara clean. Mitaneu Mashlim, one fasts and completes the fast, and there is no ifs, ands, and buts. One must fast. So on the one radical point of view, we have the Tosfos that says, you don't have to fast, but if you feel like it, you can. You don't have to fast the whole day, but if you feel like it, you can. And on the other hand, we have the radical other point of view, which seems to be the clear-cut reading of the Gemara, and that is that you fast and you complete the fast. The Rambam is very explicit that if a fast comes out on Friday, you fast until the evening. In between the two, we have points of view that say that you fast, and you indeed complete the fast, up until Shabbos, quote-unquote. What does the word Shabbos mean? When does Shabbos begin? So if you look in the middle of the chart, you'll see that the Mordechai brings the point of view of Rabbeinu Meir, probably his Rebbe, Rav Meir Mirutenberg, who says up until Plaga Mincha, and many agree. So if you want to accept Shabbos early, you can, and then you can break your fast right afterwards. And the point of view of the Magid Mishnah in the name of the Raiva that says, Tosefis Shabbos. In other words, we always add on a bit to the holy day of Shabbos. We don't accept it exactly at sunset, but rather earlier. Whenever that earlier time is in your locale, if it's 40 minutes before sunset, if it's an hour before sunset, if it's 18 minutes before sunset, that's when Shabbos begins, that's when the obligation not to fast kicks in, and therefore you'll have to then break your fast. L'halacha, the Shulchan Aruch is silent. He talks about a private fast day, meaning someone who self-imposes upon himself a fast day, not a public one. And he comes to the conclusion that on a self-imposed fast day, you fast until Tzeit HaKochavim, until dark. Unless a person explicitly said he's not going to do it, but if he says, I'm fasting on Friday, it's up until dark. The Ramah, left side of the page, comes along and says, but in a Tanit Tzibur, in a public fast day, one has to fast until Tzeit HaKochavim. While on a private fast day, he disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch and thinks you can break your fast earlier. The Torah took the point of view of the Tosfot and said that you're allowed to, not only you're allowed to, but probably you have to break your fast earlier. Only if you want to, you can go until the end. It seems that the Beis Yosef prefers this point of view, as we pointed out last week. And what's interesting is that the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim, which usually piles on Chumras, in this case says that his reading is that since the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, is silent, his silence means that on a Tanit Tzibor, on a public fast day, he agrees with those Rishonim that say that you can break your fast earlier. Just like his words in the Beis Yosef, meaning you don't have to fast until the end. If you choose to, you can, but you do not have to. That's how they read the Gemara. So these two points of view made it into the Shulchan Aruch, the point, radical point of view of fasting on Friday is a heter in and of itself, and therefore if you don't want to choose the heter, you can break your fast early, versus the point of view saying it's an absolute obligation and you have to go until the evening. What I didn't share with you last week, and I think would like to share with you now, is that Rav Ovadia Yosef, Zichrono Livracha, who just died recently, in a tshuva regarding this particular issue, Chelik Vav Siman Lamed Aleph, disagrees with the Chafetz Chaim totally. As we said, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, is silent. As we all know, the Rav Ovadia Yosef doesn't call him the Mechaber, but rather Maran. And he says that his silence makes him believe that he is Machmir. Because, A, he was Machmir on a self-imposed fast day. So if he's Machmir on a self-imposed fast day, then Kal Vachomer, for sure, he's going to be stringent on a public fast day. That's his main reasoning. And number two, of course, if you look in that tshuva that I quoted, he says it's a simple reading of the Gemara, and therefore he says, since the Shulchan Aruch is silent, the Mechaber, he says the fact that he is Machmir on a private fast day, Kol Shekein on a public fast day. So he disagrees with the Chafetz Chaim here, and he says the Mechaber would be Machmir like the Ramah regarding a public fast day. Their machlokes is only on a private fast day. Just to end the chazara, the reminding you of last week, the Maharil in a tshuva says that it's hard for him to come along and to paskin on this issue. And therefore he says, I'm machmir on myself. When people ask me, I say, do what you want, you're covered. And that's very interesting and revealing. And as we ended last week, if it's L'shem Shamayim, perhaps in the Southern Hemisphere, there's room to be Mekel based on this Maharil. Not to mention all the Rishonim that read into the Gemara that you can break your fast early, either because of Shabbos or because of Plag HaMincha. Last week, we dealt more with the point of view that says you can break your fast early because you're not allowed to come into Shabbos fasting. This week, what I'd like to do is deal with the point of view that says not to break your fast early per se. Hilchata mitaneu mashlim means you fast and you complete it. But rather, let's deal with the point of view that says that you complete your fast up until, quote-unquote, Shabbos. When does Shabbos begin? So you can say Shabbos begins at sunset nightfall, or you could say Shabbos begins at Plag HaMincha, when you do Shabbos early, or you can say Shabbos begins from Tosefes Shabbos. Let's take the points of view of Tosefes Shabbos Plag HaMincha and really get an understanding of what that means. We all know that when it's dark at Shabbos, we have to go back a little bit from darkness to sunset, because from sunset to darkness, there's a point of time called Ben HaShemashot, twilight, which is a doubt if it's day or night, and therefore, on a Do'oraisa, on a biblical commandment like Shabbos, we are stringent. But as we all know, we accept Shabbos earlier than that. Either very early Shabbos, like we do in the summer, or earlier, comparatively, 18 minutes before, 30 minutes before, etc. During that period of time, what do we got? The Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah on page 2, Daf Tet Amud Bet, says, the Mosifin Mechol HaKodesh Minalan. How do we know that we're supposed to add on from the holy day to the mundane? Meaning, if you're sitting on a Friday, Shabbos is not yet, you say, it's Shabbos. The Gemara brings two points of view. One of them is learned out from Shemitah, and the other one is learned out from Yom Kippur. In both situations, both Shemitah and Yom Kippur, we begin either the sabbatical seventh year, or we begin the Shabbos of all Shabbos as Yom Kippur, earlier than sunset. The Gemara then very explicitly says that, well, these are the sources for let's say, Yom Kippur? How do we know this is the case with Shabbos? And how do we know this is the case of Yontiv? And ultimately, the Gemara brings Psukim. Because of this Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Yesh Omrim, some say, Shetzarech lahosif michol al hakodesh. Ubilvat sheyosif eitz zman sheyeva vaday yom michol al hakodesh. And the Rama adds that if you want to accept Shabbos as early as Plaga Mincha, that is the earliest you can. But beyond Plaga Mincha, the Shulchan Aruch says, as long as you add a little bit of time before the actual Shabbos, before sunset, from our perspective. The Bir Halacha is quick to point out that it's very strange that the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim, some say that you have to add on from Shabbos onto Friday. In other words, you have to start Shabbos early every week in some way or another. With the words, Yesh Omrim, some say. Usually when the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim, some say, he brings a descending view, and then he says, and some say otherwise. In this case, there is no descending view. Comes along the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim, and says the reason for that is out of the Kavod of the Rambam. The Rambam is one of the three major poskim of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam does not hold from this whole idea of Tosefet Shabbos. He is of the opinion that there's only a din of Tosefet Yom HaKippurim. On Yom Kippur you have to add on a little to the day, but there is no din like that on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And out of Kavod of the Rambam, he says he used the word Yesh Omrim, some say. But he doesn't bring a descending point of view, and therefore it seems to be his preference. And thus says the Bir Halacha, as I quoted to you here, that ultimately we should be Machmir, simply because this is a biblical commandment, and therefore we should be Machmir. The only caveat to what I just said, that a part of Friday becomes Shabbos, even though it's still Friday, is that the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, says that on that Tosefet time, on that added time, there is no karet as there is on Shabbos. If you do a violation of Shabbos, you have a very severe punishment. That punishment doesn't apply to the Tosefet time. So this happens every week. If you look at any calendar, if it says Shabbos begins at 4:12, you can assume that sunset is at least 18 minutes later, let's say at 4:30, or maybe even more. In the summer months, when you have what's called an early Shabbos, we utilize this Ramah quoted here in Siman Reish Samech Aleph Sif Bet, that you can accept Shabbos as early as Plaga Mincha. Instead of waiting to 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, you can do it earlier, about an hour and a quarter before sunset. My question today is, how do we view this added point of time? So let's say Shabbos really begins at 4:30, and on our calendars it says 4:12. How do we view the point of time between 4:12 and 4:30? It seems to me that this is a machlokas between two statements of Tosfot. Tosfot's in Ketubot, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, has a very interesting question about someone getting married on a day that there's Isser Malacha, on a day in which you're not allowed to work, and who does her salary go to? Something very strange the Gemara deals with there. Tosfos asks the question, how can she get married on a day of Isser Malacha? After all, it says, V'samachta b'chagecha, you shall be happy on your holiday. V'lo b'ishtecha, you're not allowed to get married on Yontif, perhaps midoraisa. On Shabbos it's the Rabbanon, but on Yontif it's the Oraisa. So how can there even be a scenario, says Tosfos, in which there would be a via an Isser Malacha, a prohibition of doing the forbidden acts of Shabbos or Yontif, and yet you're allowed to get married at the same time? If it's forbidden, it's probably already Shabbos or Yontif, and therefore you can't get married. And if it's not forbidden, it's not Shabbos or Yontif. The Tosfos comes to a conclusion. That's an interesting one. Ikala Meimer, some suggest, the Hacha Ayri Sha'acha Difnei Yontif, Shehu Kiyontif Li'inyan Melacha, the Tosefes to Oraisa, Uvetela Bo'oto Sha'am Min HaMelacha. Says Tosfos, that perhaps we're dealing here with the Tosefet time. The added time, Yontif begins 4:30, or Shabbos begins 4:30. Let's take Yontif. 4:12, the person gets married. Is a person allowed to get married during the Tosefet time? Says Tosfos, yes. They're allowed to get married because the mass prohibitions of Shabbos didn't begin. Or to be more precise, Shabbos or Yontif didn't begin. What did begin? Only Isser Melacha. only the prohibition of doing the forbidden acts. We all know that getting married does not entail the forbidden acts. You can write the ketubah earlier. All you're doing is giving a ring over, all these things at the Rabbanans. And therefore, during the Tosefet time, between 4:12 and 4:30, you can get married, even on a yontif. So Isser Malacha already is here. Isser Malacha is already on the ground. But, says the Tosfos, the prohibition to do the forbidden acts is what Tosefet means. You add on to Friday, at a certain point, the forbidden acts. But it doesn't mean that you turn Friday into Shabbos. Rather, 4:12 to 4:30, the prohibitions of Shabbat begin, but Shabbat does not begin. On the other hand, the Tosfos in Meseches Moed Katan talks about Tosefet Shviit, the added time we add on to the Shemitah year, and he says, Sha'ashviit matchelet mishnat ha-shishit, v'chol din shviit yel ha-shishit. V'imken hu keshviit. According to this Tosfos in Moed Katan, it's not just Isurei Malacha that begin on Friday. You turn Friday into Shabbos. At a certain point on Friday, even though it's still light outside, you say it is Shabbos l'chol davar. As much Shabbos as the evening. Albeit, not the same severe prohibition if you violate it. But, it is Shabbos from our perspective. So basically, these two Tosfos, the one in Ketubot on the one hand, that says the only thing that begins on Friday are Isurei Melacha, are the prohibitions to do forbidden acts, versus the Tosfos in Moed Katan that says, no, Friday turns into Shabbos totally, is two different ways of viewing what this time period of Tosefet is. According to the Tosfot in Ketubot, Friday is still Friday. According to the Tosfot, but the only thing that changes is you have added forbidden acts. According to the Tosfos in Moed Katan, on the other hand, you turn Friday into Shabbos totally. What's the Nafka Mina? Many different Nafka Minas, but I'll give you one. Nafka Mina number one, I'll give you two, excuse me. You pay me a lot of money, I'll give you two. The first Nafka Mina is, are you allowed to go ahead and have your Shabbos meal during the Tosefet time? So if the time period is between 4:12 and 4:30, I'm not so sure that's practical. But if you, this Friday, decide to accept Shabbos from Plag HaMincha, which is about 3:30, you daven Ma'ariv at 3:31, you finish Ma'ariv by 3:40, you get home at 3:50, 10 to 4, Shabbos doesn't begin until who knows when, let's say 4:40, you have a good chunk of time that you can, bright, nice, beautiful sun outside, you can come home, can you make Kiddush and say, hey, I turn Friday into Shabbos, like Tosfos and Moed Katan, or do you say no? It's not Shabbos yet. Shabbos begins at 4:40, 5 o'clock. The only thing that we have now is we can't put on the lights. We can't put on the stove. But it's still Friday. The Nafka Mina between these two points of view is, can you make Kiddush? And can you eat the meal? Now, making Kiddush happens to be an exception. The Gemara says explicitly you can make Kiddush early when you go ahead and you accept Shabbos. Excuse me, you can make Kiddush earlier on a Friday. You don't have to wait till Shabbos begins. You can make Kiddush early any Friday. Question is how you read that Gemara, as we're about to see, but that in and of itself is allowed according to everyone. The question is going to be, according to the point of view, the question is going to be regarding the meal. Kiddush you can make earlier, but the meal is a question. The Magen Avraham brings a machlokas about this. He says that the Torah, in the name of the Ritz Geus, says, "B'makom shenagu kerabanan she'emit palel arvid ela mishechashecha, en litpalel shel Shabbat be'erev Shabbat, ve'lo shel motzei Shabbat be'Shabbat." Our perspective, "Ve'ein lekadesh ulehavdil ela b'knisat hayom." K'tav Ashla b'shem Samechet, I don't know what Samechet is, and the Bach in the name of the Maharal Miprag. All these points of view come along and say that you have to wait till nightfall in order to eat the meal. In contradistinction to this Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham on the left side of the page brings the Tosfos, the Rosh, the Trumas Hadeshen, and many others, Rabbeinu Yerucham, who say that the minute you accept Shabbos, it is Shabbos. It's no longer Friday. And the Beis Yosef, very explicitly, without bringing a descending point of view, says in the name of the Ravid and Rabbeinu Hai Gaon that indeed during the Tosefet time, it could be from Plaga Mincha on, 30 minutes before, whatever you would like, you have turned Friday into Shabbos. In my humble opinion, this is exactly the machlokas between the Tosfos in Moed Katan and the Tosfos in Ksubos. If you say the only thing that changed was Yisurei Melacha, then it's still Friday. If it's still Friday, you can't eat the Shabbos meal. You can't come home and say Shabbat Shalom, welcome, here I am. Let's make Kiddush, Amotzi, whatever it is. That is impossible to do because you did not turn Friday into Shabbos. The only thing that changed was that you have now accepted upon yourself additional Yisurei Melacha. But it's still Friday. And if it's still Friday, you can't eat your Shabbos meal. Versus the points of view that say that you can, which basically say, you have turned Friday into Shabbos, and if it's Shabbos, you can eat your Shabbos meal. You can literally make Kiddush, eat your cake, and enjoy it. So, ultimately, I believe that these two points of view regarding Kiddush is dependent upon how you view Tosefes Shabbos. From our perspective, this particular Friday, if you view it only as Yisurei Melacha, then you can't break your fast during that period of time. But if you view it as an actual turning Friday into Shabbos, then if it's already Shabbos, it's no longer Asara B'Tevis, it's Yud Aleph B'Tevis, you can go ahead and break your fast. And in my humble opinion, the points of view that said that you can break your fast from Plaga Mincha basically are of the point of view that you turn Friday into Shabbos. This is Rabbeinu Meir Mirutenberg. This is the Ravid. Ultimately, you have turned Friday into Shabbos totally. The second afkamina will be, regarding this issue, can you go ahead and daven mincha after you accept the Shabbos? Before we get to that nafkamina, I just wanted to point out, and I forgot, the Mishnah Berurah says that you can make Kiddush, you can eat the meal, but it's good to be machmir for the other shitas and try to eat a kezayit when it's dark already. So if you notice people at a meal doing something strange, and that is towards the end of the meal they eat another piece of bread, you'll know it's based on this Mishnah Berurah. I would just add that if you do that, explain to your host why you're doing it so they don't think that you're hungry at the end of the meal and therefore you're grabbing some bread to fill in the gaps in your stomach. Getting back to the second nafkamina. You accept the Shabbos at 3:30 in the afternoon. Did you accept only Yisurei Melacha, or did you turn Friday into Shabbos? The nafkamina will be regarding Mincha. Mincha. Can you accept Shabbos and then daven Mincha afterwards? We use the word accept Shabbos, but it's not precise. Maybe we should say, can you accept Tosefes Shabbos and daven Mincha afterwards? The Shulchan Aruch says like this. If you come into Shul on Erev Shabbos and they already daven Mincha, you should go outside and daven Mincha outside so people don't in Shul are singing Yedid Nefesh and you're still... and you're davening mincha. They're in Shabbos, you're on Friday. And then he adds the following. Im anavi kibel Shabbat imahem. If he says it's Shabbos, I accept Shabbos with my tzibur. So it's still bright outside, it's still sunny. It's about an hour before sunset, but the tzibur, the congregation, already accepted Shabbos, comes along the Shulchan Aruch and says, you can't daven mincha anymore. So therefore, daven Ma'ariv twice. What would this imply? That you turn Friday into Shabbos? If you accepted Shabbos early, it's no longer Friday, it's now Shabbos. Mincha is gone, it's no longer afternoon, it's evening from your perspective. Comes along the Prima Gadim, very important parish on the Shulchan Aruch. They say in Europe you couldn't get smicha unless you knew all his parish Baal Peh, and says, if a person accepted Shabbos, and the day is still young, v'adayin yom gadol, v'lo yitpalel mincha, mipalel shel Shabbat shtayim. V'adayin tzarich iyun, d'yesh lomar rishona mincha, v'shniya arvit, kivan shadayin yom hu, ein tzah shlama. Prima Gadim says, what do you daven first? Usually when you miss a prayer, let's say you miss mincha, you daven ma'ariv, so you daven the shmonesrei of ma'ariv, and then you daven an additional one for mincha. You always do the primary prayer and then the makeup. In this case, however, it's a little funny. It's still mincha time. It's still mincha time. And since it's still mincha time, perhaps davening the makeup prayer is just funny. It's just funny because it's still mincha time. So it says the Prima Ganim, I have a safek, I have a tzarich iyun. Maybe you can daven the first prayer for Mincha, and the second one for Ma'ariv. The Rabbeinu Akiva Iger brings this, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it as well. However, the Mishnah Berurah paskins on the left side of the page that ultimately, Hainu mitchila l'shem Shabbat v'chakach shnei l'tashlumei Mincha. He says basically that, no, if the Tzibur already accepted Shabbos, then Yidavin Ma'ariv Amida, then you can make up the Mincha one with the Shabbos Amida. Ultimately, no. Everyone agrees that you daven the Shabbos Amida. The question is the first one Mincha, called Mincha in your mind, because you have to have Kavana for Mincha, or it's called Ma'ariv? That's the question here. So, ultimately, at this point, we see that there's a big machlokas regarding Mincha. If you say you didn't turn Friday into Shabbos, all you did, with due respect, was you added the Yisurei Melacha of Shabbos onto your Friday, then it's still day. If it's still day, you can daven Mincha. Albeit, it's a little funny, there's a Suri Malacha on you of Shabbos, and therefore you should daven Ma'ariv twice. It's the easiest thing to do. But if you say you literally turn Friday into Shabbos, then it is Shabbos, pretend it's night, you daven Ma'ariv, Amida, and then you daven an additional Amida for Mincha. You do not, under any circumstances, once you've accepted Shabbos, daven Mincha. Can't be. So we see that there's two nafkaminas regarding Tosefes Shabbos. Do we view it as an extension of Shabbos onto Friday, turning Friday into Shabbos, or do we view it actually as only adding on prohibitions, but it's still Friday? The nafkaminas will be, can you eat a meal then, and can you daven mincha then? From our perspective, this particular Friday, this will be very, very, very relevant. If you say that all you did is added the Shirin Melacha, then it's still Yud Batevis, continue to fast. Unless you take the point of view that you never complete a fast on Friday, if you take the point of view you have to complete the fast until Shabbos, it's not Shabbos yet. But if you go with the point of view that comes and says that Tosefes Shabbos means turning Friday into Shabbos, we can begin to understand the Mordechai and the Ravid that said that you complete the fast until you accept it upon yourself, Shabbos. Anyway, l'halacha l'maise, I have not yet found a community that utilizes these points of view. And therefore, if anyone does know of a community that ends the fast of Yud Batevis at Plaga Mincha, please let me know and I'd be happy to add it to the recording. So I guess thus far it's halacha v'lo l'maise, though as you could see here, there's great validity for it to be halacha l'maise.